And it is time now to check in with Penny Rich, who's the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. OrangeCountyNC.gov is their website. Groundbreaking ceremony tomorrow and a meeting coming up next week, Thursday, right? The 7th.
Yep, 7th.
Yep. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I just want to warn people that have a Mac computer and that to download the operating system. I just did that before I came in and lost all my Microsoft suite.
No.
So, yeah, apparently the new system is not compatible and you have to reboot.
I was going to say, how did you have Microsoft on a Mac in the first place?
Well, you do, right?
Okay.
You get it for Mac. But you just check before you do it, folks. That's all I have to say, because now I have to go through the headache of reinstalling all the Microsoft, and that's not, you know, it's dangerous. You know, we get a lot of stuff on Word that comes to us in emails. And
right.
Now I can't open any of that. So everyone, just be patient. I'll have it fixed by tomorrow. Thank you. Other than that, I am just fine.
Doing great,
yeah.
It's that one little computer glitch that just wrecks your whole day, right?
You know, you love it and you hate it, and you know you can't live without a computer. You can't live without your phone.
Yep.
We're attached to it, but geez, just let it work, okay? Come on.
Speaking of which, is Orange County doing okay? I mean, it was...
Was it
2 months of trying to get all that fixed for a
while?
You
know, we have a special person now that's dedicated to just tracking if someone's trying to hack into our system. And I think most... municipalities and counties now have that person on staff. It's like a whole new job, right? You create this whole new job for someone to just, you know, you think it should be like a 15-year-old sitting in their mother's basement doing it. But no, there's a real job for this where you sit there and you wait for clues that someone's trying to hack you.
Yeah.
So,
which you could probably, which a good 15-year-old in their mother's basement could probably do.
Probably hack them. Yeah. which is really unfortunate, but yeah, that's the truth. So anyway, yes, groundbreaking tomorrow.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it will be raining, so I'm hoping there's going to be some sort of tent set up. But yeah, three different buildings, including the jail, the Parks and Recs Department, and the Ag Department, which, you know, a lot of folks don't realize is really important in Orange County, because our farmers have to have a place to come and do business. So that will all take place tomorrow, and we're really excited. We've been talking about this for a really, really long time. You know, it's funny, I did a meeting last night with the Chapel Hill Rotary, and they were asking, well, what's going to happen to that building in Hillsborough? It's such a beautiful building. Mm. Well, you know, the outside, the shell is, right, because it's part of the historic district. The inside really needs to be just gutted out. But everybody's got their eyes on that building now, Aaron. It's pretty funny. They're all
This is going to be one of those, one of the things that I keep hearing from economic development people is, oh, man, if only we had more of these rundown buildings to just convert.
Yeah. So that's it. You know, a lot of people, it's really funny, don't even know that there's a jail downtown Hillsborough.
Mm.
Right next to the courthouse, right next to where they have Fridays, last Fridays. I mean, it's right there. It is a prime location. It's just a beautiful spot too. So we'll see what happens. That I can't say what's going to happen now. I mean, and we got a good year and a half before we move everybody out of that facility anyway. So
awesome.
Not going to happen overnight.
So head online and visit orangecountync.gov for more information on county government, including the agenda's not out yet. I was looking earlier, but next week Thursday.
It is Thursday because of election day. Right? We don't want to interfere with that. But you still can early vote up until Friday. So
yep.
I know tomorrow it's going to be nasty and we might not get people out, but you know, Friday you're there until 6 o'clock. It's going to be beautiful and sunny. Get out. We don't have that last Saturday, which usually is the highest voting, non-election day. But so Friday it is. And then Tuesday, and I just looked, it looked like it's going to rain, but that's too far out to figure that out.
Right.
But it is going to get cooler, so it'll be beautiful, and, you know, get out there and vote. I mean, it's going to drop like 40 degrees tomorrow
night.
Like
20 degrees on, or yeah, like 80 down to whatever it is.
It's ridiculous. So we know we're going to get some sort of storm, so everyone really be ready for that and look for the news. And I know you want to go out and party and go trick-or-treating, but let's be careful. Mm-hmm. Safety first. So yeah, we have an agenda for the 7th, and again, the fall agendas are fairly light. We take care of a lot of the business before we start going into budget. And I know I can't believe I'm saying budget already, but I am. I had a budget meeting this morning with finance. It's just, you know, and that's for the 2021 budget. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like an interesting. So we're going to be talking about the North Carolina 54 West corridor study. And that's phase two. And that's gone on for a bit. That was NCDOT, the MPO. Carbo rejected it, so we're going to bring it to our board and see. I think we're gonna have those discussions. Do we want to be in lockstep with Carbo? Carbo does not want NC 54 right outside of the town limits to be widened. They would much prefer to see more pedestrian and bike-friendly roads, and widening roads it sort of eliminates that. Mm-hmm. So that's their concern. So we'll be looking at that and bringing that to the board, having that discussion. I'm hoping someone from Carborough come in and talk with us and give us their explanation for rejecting that study. But something else we're going to be doing is I think I told you last week, we're trying to figure out how to make it easier for people to apply to get on our boards and, mm-hmm. and commissions. So we have a new application that went from 8 pages to 2 pages. We have two of the commissioners working on that. And we'll be discussing that on the 7th also to see if we should we start, you know, working on doing our work sessions, which would be the 14th, is to start discussing this. Or do we want to like hold off until everybody fills out the new application? So that commissioners will have to make some sort of decision on that. And then lastly, one of the important things we're going to be talking about is the planning framework for the new Orange County Transit Plan. And as you know, when the LRT died, we were required to create a new plan. And in that, it was set up that the technical committee met first, and the technical committee is mostly our transportation people and folks that are planning and folks that are, like, you know, on that end of what they've been doing all along with the LRT and having those discussions. So they've pretty much worked their way through their discussions, and now it's time for the boards to start chiming in. So that committee's we're going to talk about it. Hopefully the board will like what they came up with. And that committee will have two county commissioners on it, which will county commissioners will co-chair that steering committee. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have one from each of the municipalities. So we'll have four people from the municipalities, including Mebane, because as you know, the commuter rail, has possibilities of getting right into maybe Burlington. And Mebane is really important. Now we have people that are starting to move to Mebane because of costs of living in Durham and Chapel Hill, but they're still commuting.
Right.
So we need to move those folks around. And then we'll also have a Go Triangle rep and MPO person on the steering mm-hmm. committee. And, basically the same as the last time. I think the group is the same. We'll get input from everybody, and then we'll work with a consultant, and we'll come up with some sort of plan that will be voted on. The final vote will be the county commissioners, the MPO, and the Go Triangle board.
So when are you anticipating that vote taking place?
That end vote?
That end vote, yeah.
I think we have a couple of months of monthly meetings just with the steering committee. Interestingly enough, we have a whole page here of what the steering committee is going to propose. And I think that we're hoping sort of, oh, goodness.
I didn't catch that.
Whoa, that was my watch. I did not say anything to
her. Did it just think it? You requested
something?
It said
the steering committee is going to propose, and I think that. And I didn't say that to the watch, so I don't know why watch is listening to us at all.
The watch has been listening the whole time.
The whole time.
You lose your Microsoft, your watch start listening to you.
My technology is just going nuts. Oh, my God. It must be the
ghost. It's Halloween. Yes.
That's right.
Spooky, scary ghost.
I didn't even think about that.
It's the ghost in the machine.
I did eat some lamb brains this afternoon, so maybe that was it.
That is probably unrelated, but now I have follow-up questions.
Anyway, we're going to meet a couple of months with this committee, then we're going to have a consultant on board. We have a layout that is very similar to Durham's layout, so mm-hmm. we are going to work with locally Orange County, but it also becomes that regional plan. So we'll give you timing as we come by. I mean, it says here proposed year-by-year implementation. But this is up from now until 2040 plan. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't quite have, outlined for us yet. And we'll probably talk about that on the 7th, and Travis will give us an update of what he thinks his timeline is going to be.
And what are the big components of the Orange County Transit Plan? Is it kind of, we'll still work it out down the road, but you've got commuter rail, you've got BRT in Chapel Hill, the Hillsborough Circulator, Amtrak in Hillsborough.
Yeah, you got them.
Orange County's adding more to public transit.
Yeah, Orange County's public transit is going to be a whole new breed. We're not going to have these fixed routes. I mean, so we'll have some, some basic fixed routes like the Circulator, mm-hmm. And then up and down to get to Chapel Hill, right? Because we during the non-peak hours, OPT is doing that bus. So during the peak hours, you have the 420, mm-hmm. non-peak OPT. But we're going to do a little bit more of like on demand service. We're going to try and do like a little bit more carpooling. We're really looking outside the box because we know in rural communities, you know, the transit just looks a whole lot different than it does down here.
Right.
Right now, all the money that we are making on that sales tax is going to that $8 million that we gave Chapel Hill. So we're not spending any additional money out in the county where we are spending the additional money in Chapel Hill for the BRT. And that's for them to use as leverage to get to gain some grants as well. Hopefully some of that money will be coming back, and then we can use it for whatever we need to be doing, whether it be fixing up the bus, you know, shelter, or, you know, just plotting out what our next steps are. We are going to have to pay for a consultant that will come out of that tax also. So, yeah, I think it's starting. It's just like at the beginning. It's feeling like it's all starting to kind of come together.
And looking outside the box, and also you'll have to look outside the county as well, because other than commuter rail, that's all really good ways of getting people around within Orange County, but so many people commute in from out or out from in.
Yeah, and, you know, that was really what the beauty of the light rail is, to move people around between Durham and Chapel Hill and, you know, get especially the kids getting to the schools, the college, NCCU, and you know, all of it. But, you know, my concern, and I keep saying this over and over again, is how do we move people from Chatham into Orange County? Chatham is going to be, I mean, it's going through a growth that we don't even need, you know, we haven't seen something like that in a really long time. And they know it. And, you know, that's going to be a big concern. That corridor is going to be jammed up if it's not already. So, yeah, regionally, it's really important to think outside of the county. And I know a lot of folks don't like to do that. But yeah, that's what we're going to be having to do. So do we want to talk about brains yet?
Tell me the story of the lamb's brains. Yes.
So PFAP had its,
this is a PFAP
contest
thing.
Today. And I was a judge along with, Barry Jacobs, ex-commissioner, always a commissioner, and, Nancy McDermott, Dermott is a cookbook author and, does a lot of, good stuff around Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County. And Bill Smith was also.
Awesome.
Yeah, so the four of us were the judges. And it was like, you know, really sort of, you wanted to gross the judges out as much as you possibly can. And there were, I'd say there were about 12 to 14 entries. And some of them were so creative, Aaron. I mean,
who was entering? Were they just...
So folks that use PFAP normally do their cooking, and then some, you know, a little bit extended friendship out there. Some people that just work there. Like one of the winners was a person that works for PFAP, and he had did a urine cake, which the women in the room, including myself, didn't realize that those little pink things in the urinals in the men's rooms are called urine cakes.
So he made
a urine cake.
Oh,
very
funny.
Creative. So that was one of the winners. There was a mushroom spore that was also a winner, which was very good. That came in most tasty also.
Okay. Were you judging for the best, the tastiest, the grossest?
Yeah,
what?
Combination of
all
everything.
Right.
Yeah. And the top winner was a... God, none of us wanted to eat it. It just looked so foul, right? It was, but it was this beautiful mint pesto with chèvre cheese, and then it had this bloody red stuff all over it, and there were teeth coming out all over. And it said on the description, do not eat the teeth.
Okay.
Right, because some people made hands and you can eat and all that, but it said do not eat the teeth. And so all of us were like, kind of like, ew, do we want to eat any of it? You know? But we did taste it. It was delicious. It won. And we later found out that the teeth were from a pig. They were pig's teeth that a head that she was boiling down to make something or another.
Gotcha.
She got the teeth and used it.
Use every part of the animal.
Right.
I guess,
so then the honorable mention, unfortunately, came in late. And so it wasn't in the original judging. So we gave the honorable mention to the brains because it was a lamb brain curry. And it was delicious.
Awesome.
But it looked because you had the lamb head and the brains were coming out of the lamb head. And it's the lamb heads on a... I have posted a photograph of it. I think Bill Smith did too.
That's awesome.
It was delicious, but oh my goodness. Boy, did everyone went with the theme. It was fun. We're actually going to have to move it next year because PFAP, there's not enough room in PFAP to do this. So we're going to have to think about a different place to have this contest next year. But the food was delicious.
There's a building opening up in downtown Hillsboro.
I hear, right
here.
downtown, behind where the courthouse is. We'll have to talk to the county commissioners
about
that.
There you go. All right. Awesome. OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Boo. Awesome, Aaron. Talk to you soon.